So say goodbye to your prostate problems once and for all. Go to ProstateReport.com. That's ProstateReport.com.
GOP House lawmakers just releasing a 2018 budget plan that outlines a tax reform package that does not need support from Democrats. The $4 trillion proposal issued early today also sets up a repeal of 2010 Wall Street reforms, and it cuts $200 billion from programs like food stamps over the coming decade. The budget must be approved by both the House and Senate, and it looks to create a $9 billion budget surplus by 2018. The Trump administration's outlining its plans to renegotiate the North American Free Trade Agreement. Here's more on that from Sharon Reed.
The U.S. Trade Representative has released an 18-page document for Congress with a specific set of goals for the deal between the U.S., Canada, and Mexico. It calls for more U.S. exports of dairy products, wine, and grains. NAFTA talks are expected to begin next month.
Next time you're online, you can find us there at usaradio.com.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn for VRA. In 2003, Kip Herridge founded VRA, his global investment newsletter. His VRA is unlike anything you've ever seen. He's outperformed Wall Street every year since 2003. Today, in honor of the national rollout of my radio show, Kip wants to give every listener his new book for free. It's called Crash Proof Prosperity, Becoming Wealthy in the Age of Trump. To beat the markets and become wealthy in the age of Trump, get your free copy at VRAinsider.com. It's 100% free at VRAinsider.com. That's VRAinsider.com.
An online petition is seeking to stop the beheading in Saudi Arabia of a prospective Western Michigan University student from that nation. The man was sentenced to death along with 13 others for taking part in pro-democracy rallies in Saudi Arabia in 2011 and 2012. And the petition urges Saudi Arabia's king to stop those executions. WMU spokeswoman Cheryl Rowland says that the university is stunned to learn about the situation. She says they are urging critical national political figures with influence to step in at once. Some paddlers in the Virginia and Washington, D.C. area are upset with a new security rule concerning President Trump. When Trump plays golf at his course in Northern Virginia, the Coast Guard closes more than 2 miles of the Potomac River from bank to bank.
If a big powerboat comes along and heads to shore, I could see that being a real scary thing with the president out there on the greens. But human-powered canoes and kayaks, there's just no threat.
That's Susan Sherritt of the Canoe Cruisers Association. She says the new rule isn't fair and goes too far. The Coast Guard is accepting public comments on the rule and says it might be willing to amend it somewhat. And Walt Disney World's adding its own Uber-style transportation option for its guests. It's called Minivan, the service name for Mickey Mouse's girlfriend. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes. Parents and other close relatives of people from countries covered by the president's travel ban to get visas to travel to the U.S.
Cuomo predicted, you know, I'm going to smack him for the summer of hell comment. I mean, no, we should be more disciplined than that. But nonetheless,
pounds in 40 days with Nutrimost resonant frequency technology to measure 2,800 of your body's key biomarkers. Using NRF, they can find and correct the cause of your weight problem by measuring factors affecting weight gain, including metabolism, fat burning, fat storage, appetite, detoxification, and hormonal regulation. It's safe, fast, easy, and effective, and you won't walk around hungry or have cravings. It's even doctor-supervised. Schedule a body composition analysis and consultation. You can be transformed in 40 days guaranteed. This is a limited-time offer, so they can't wait to see you look great.
So call 888-718-7077. That's 888-718-7077. Or visit njthin.com. That's njthin.com.
Well, good Good morning, Hunter and Big C here coming live from the Chamber of Commerce offices. We're in Flemington, New Jersey, and we're down the street from the old courthouse. The Union Hotel, the famous Lindbergh trial. We were dancing in the street just a few days ago during Salsa Night. It's my job to get you out and about on your day, going to work, going to school, running your errands. You need to be on the internet, though, because we're over the wire, we're not over the air. We're the only 24-hour talk internet radio station in the nation produced by a Chamber of Commerce. We're all about Hunterdon County, New Jersey. It's Martha and the Vandals dancing in the street. Martha's birthday today. Celebrate with a little dancing in your office. It's 8:11. It's time for us to check traffic, find out what's going on our Hunterdon County roads. For all I know, you might be dancing in your car. HARTTV.com sends me my alerts. You can get them too. Just register with HARTTV.com. They'll send you alerts via email. You pick the geographical area. You pick the roads that you would like to get the alerts on, so you only get what is pertinent to your commute. You can also follow them on Twitter. Just one right now came out at 7:42, motor vehicle accident at Route 29 between Stockton and Frenchtown near Byram Kingwood Road. Keep an lookout on that. This works well, folks. I was on my way west last evening. Got the alert that the 78 was blocked at Clinton. So I bypassed it, I did not get on that craziness that was going on last night. So it's up to you. You make the choice. You can either fly blind or get informed. Hunterdon Chamber Radio traffic. So what's on HuntChamber.com's schedule for today? Well, I'm on till 10. I have no Michelle Heide. She's on hiatus until the end of the month. And because I have a guest today, I'll be doing the investment update this morning. At 8:40, it's Carrie Fellows. We talk with Carrie about the culture and museums that are going on in Hunterdon County. So we'll find out all about that from Carrie Fellows at 8:40 to 9. At 9 o'clock, I have Ann Thornton from MSI Plumbing. Ann publishes fairly regularly in the Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce newsletter, and she wrote an article about networking, and it was very poignant. It tells the real story about networking and your expectations of what you will get out of networking. So we're going to have Ann on. I know Ann's been on many of the other radio programs and even been a guest speaker at many of the other Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce events, but we're going to focus a little bit differently. Let Ann, with her experience, tell you all about what networking is and what it is not. So we'll talk with Ann from 9 to 10. At 10 o'clock, I'm still here, but I'll be doing tech today, talking about technology, latest news, apps, buying advice for hardware and software. At 11 o'clock, it's Something's About Money, Joe Patton and Tony Clark coming in from Patton Heide and Associates, talking about new money, financial news, and how that's affecting the markets, your retirement, your savings, all the things that you need to have to live your life the way you want to live it. At noon, it's La Salud Mental.
Parents and other close relatives of people from countries covered by the president's travel ban to get visas to travel to the U.S. The latest from Lisa Carter.
In addition to grandparents, the new guidelines also include grandchildren, uncles, aunts, and some in-laws. Those family members were initially excluded from a list of close relatives that were exempt from President Trump's travel ban. That list of relatives was made after the U.S. Supreme Court reinstated parts of the ban, but said people who have close family relationships to people in the U.S. should be allowed to apply for visas. President Trump's temporary travel ban blocks people from traveling to the U.S. from six mostly Muslim countries.
A Pennsylvania man accused of killing four men says he's killed before. Cosmo DiNardo reportedly confessed to police he was involved in at least two other murders in the Philadelphia area in recent years. Police investigating the claims to see if they're true. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Alaroot for pre-1933.com. I've been the single biggest BBB, backer, believer, and buyer of gold for over 15 years. But now I've found a better way to buy gold. I found the Uber of gold. This company, pre-1933.com, will forever change the way gold is sold. Pre-1933.com is a wholesaler of pre-1933 gold. They have no salesmen, zero commission, prices no one can compete with. Call 855-PRE-1933. That's toll-free, 855-773-1933, or go to pre-1933.com.
President Trump shining a spotlight on products made in the United States.
We're going to start doing that again. We're going to put that brand on our product because it means it's the best.
The president kicking off what he calls Made in America Week at the White House yesterday, getting a look at a number of goods that are manufactured in the U.S., and the president vowed to take more aggressive steps to level the playing field for American companies in the global economy. New Jersey's Republican Governor Chris Christie taking a bit of a jab at the Democratic Governor of New York. Lisa G. explains.
Governor Christie calling out Governor Cuomo over remarks he made regarding this summer's Amtrak repairs at Penn Station.
I don't think you've seen the kind of thing that Governor Cuomo predicted. You know, I'm going to smack him for the summer of hell comment. I mean, you know, we should be more disciplined than that. But nonetheless, Andrew made the comment, so we got to live with it.
Christie praised the railroad for making the first week of repairs less painful than predicted. Christie discussed several road repair projects in a visit to Somerset County. He also defended his decision to block the Hudson River Tunnel project, calling the plan bad for New Jersey commuters. Lisa G.
Cuomo predicted. You know, I'm going to smack him for the summer of hell comment. I mean, you know, we should be more disciplined than that. But nonetheless, Andrew made the comment, so we got to live with it.
Christie praised the railroad for making the first week of repairs less painful than predicted. Christie discussed several road repair projects in a visit to Somerset County. He also defended his decision to block the Hudson River Tunnel project, calling the plan bad for New Jersey commuters. Lisa G., New Jersey.
Tirade against them. A statement says the airline is sorry that Coulter's angry about a seat discrepancy, but it expresses disappointment that she chose to, quote, publicly attack our employees. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Good morning, Hunterdon. This is Big C coming to you from HunterdonChamberRadio.com. The studio offices of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce in Flemington, New Jersey. Good Morning Hunterdon kicks off your day by providing you with local news, traffic and weather, as well as light topics through Vitamin C, Wake Up Call, and Chamber Chat. I also have many guests focusing on Hunterdon County community, business, and education. Listen to me every weekday morning from 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. on Good Morning Hunterdon, HunterdonChamberRadio.com.
It's 8:06. Time for Hunterdon Chamber Radio weather. Flemington right now, it is 71 degrees, and it's overcast skies. 30% chance of precipitation today. Weather Underground says that'll be partly sunny, a patchy fog this morning. Scattered showers and thunderstorms this afternoon, highs in the upper 80s. Light winds becoming southwest around 5 miles an hour in the afternoon. Chance of rain is 40%. Partly cloudy and a chance of showers and thunderstorms mainly in the evening. Patchy fog after midnight, humid, with lows in the upper 60s. South winds around 5 miles an hour. Chance of rain 30%. For tomorrow, partly sunny, patchy fog in the morning, chance of showers and thunderstorms in the afternoon. Highs around 90, chance of rain 30%. Thursday, mostly sunny, humid with highs in the 90. Mostly sunny on Friday the 21st, highs in the lower 90s. Partly sunny, mid-80s on Saturday. And then we're back to showers and thunderstorms, 40% on Sunday, upper 80s. Temperatures in the area. 71 in Raritan, 74 in Kingwood, 72 in Lambertville, 70 in Stockton, 72 in Easton, 74 in Asbury, 71 in Highbridge, and 71 over in Basking Ridge. Good morning, Hunterdon. Hunter Chamber Radio weather.
Lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, guaranteed. Let me repeat, lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, guaranteed. This is not a crazy diet or exercise program. No drugs, hormones, or shots. You can lose 20 to 45 pounds in 40 days with Nutrimost Resonant Frequency Technology to measure 2,800 of your body's key biomarkers. Using NRF, they can find and correct the cause of your weight problem by measuring factors affecting weight gain, including metabolism, fat burning, fat storage, appetite, detoxification, and hormonal regulation. It's safe, fast, easy, and effective, and you won't walk around hungry or have cravings. It's even doctor supervised. Schedule a body composition analysis and consultation. You can be transformed in 40 days guaranteed. This is a limited time offer, so they can't wait to see you look great.
So call 888-718-7077. That's 888-718-7077. Or visit njthin.com. That's njthin.com.
Well, good morning, Hunter and Big C. You're coming live from the Chamber of Commerce offices. We're in Flemington, New Jersey, and we're down the street from the old courthouse. The Union Hotel, the famous Lindbergh trial. We were dancing in the street just a few days ago during salsa night. It's my job to get you out and about on your day, going to work, going to school, running your errands. You need to be on the internet, though, because we're over the wire, we're not over the air. We're the only 24-hour talk internet radio station in the nation produced by a Chamber of Commerce. We're all about Hunterdon County, New Jersey. It's Martha and the Vandals dancing in the street. Martha's birthday today. Celebrate with a little dancing in your office. It's 8:11. It's time for us to check traffic, find out what's going on our Hunterdon County roads. For all I know, you might be dancing in your car. HART TVNet.com sends me my alerts. You can get them too. Just register with HART TVNet.com. They'll send you alerts via email. You pick the geographical area, you pick the roads that you would like to get the alerts on, so you only get what is pertinent to your commute. You can also follow them on Twitter. Just one right now came out at 7:42, motor vehicle accident at Route 29 between Stockton and Frenchtown near Byram Kingwood Road. Keep an lookout on that. This works well, folks. I was on my way west last evening. Got the alert that the 78 was blocked at Clinton. So I bypassed it, I did not get on that craziness that was going on last night. So it's up to you. You make the choice. You can either fly blind or get informed. Hunterdon Chamber Radio traffic. So what's on HuntChamber.com's schedule for today? Well, I'm on till 10. I have no Michelle Heidi. She's on hiatus until the end of the month. And because I have a guest today, I'll be doing the investment update this morning. At 8:40, it's Carrie Fellows. We talk with Carrie about the culture and museums that are going on in Hunterdon County. So we'll find out all about that from Carrie Fellows at 8:40 to 9. At 9 o'clock, I have Ann Thornton from MSI Plumbing. Ann publishes fairly regularly in the Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce newsletter, and she wrote an article about networking. And it was very poignant. It tells the real story about networking and your expectations of what you will get out of networking. So we're going to have Ann on. I know Ann's been on many of the other radio programs and even been a guest speaker at many of the other Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce events. But we're going to focus a little bit differently. Let Ann, with her experience, tell you all about what networking is and what it is not. So we'll talk with Ann from 9 to 10. At 10 o'clock, I'm still here, but I'll be doing tech today, talking about technology, latest news, apps, buying advice for hardware and software. At 11 o'clock, it's Something's About Money, Joe Patton and Tony Clark. Coming in from Patton Heide & Associates, talking about new money, financial news, and how that's affecting the markets, your retirement, your savings, all the things that you need to have to live your life the way you want to live it. At noon, it's La Salud Mental en Puerta. Award-winning host Lauren Feliciano is on from noon to 1. You can catch her on Facebook Live or you can catch her on the radio here. She talks about brain injuries, brain illness, and the support that you need and your caregivers need as part of her affiliation with NAMI of Hunterdon. But she does it in Spanish for our Latin folks. From 1 to 3, it's Front Lines of Freedom, a new show that we have here for the military and veterans, all about military and veteran news. Teachable Moments in Business is on from 3 to 4. Vicki Lee Morgan uses her experience and her guest's experience to teach you how to run your business better. Real Estate Matters with Joe Peters is on from 4 to 5. Joe Peters brings his expertise in real estate to help you understand the real estate market and all the different aspects of it. And then Rand Dazzler's Musical Journey, a one-hour show, 50s through 90s. The Rand Dazzler brings in great songs that he learned and loved as a kid and wants to put them in a theme for you for your commute home on Tuesday nights. That's the entire Hunchimer.com lineup. It's all there in the Hunchimer.com website, mobile website, Google Play and Apple Store apps, our LinkedIn subgroup, our Facebook page, and our Twitter handle, Hunterdon Radio, all the ways to listen to, learn about, and interact with Hunchimer.com. Perhaps Martha is on his list. We'll be right back with more of Good Morning Hunterdon in just a few minutes.
Listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
I'm your eyes remain, stop me when I'm passing by.
It's time to visit Pambee's, the newest ice cream shop in town. Pambee's Purely Delicious Ice Cream, Gelato, and Sorbet, made in Hunterdon County from unique blends of natural extracts, herbs, and spices. Created with a rich, creamy texture bursting with flavor. Tickle your palate with exotic flavors such as rose cardamom, hot mango, and ginger lemon, or satisfy your craving for dark chocolate, pecans, and caramel. Located on Route 31 south of Clinton, Pambee's, purely delicious.
See now all my flavors are guaranteed to satisfy.
Hey, Big C here, doing a little practicing for the Hunterdon County Chamber's 16th Annual Golf Classic. We're teeing off at Tuesday, October 3rd at Hawk Point Golf Club. The signature sponsor this year is Hunterdon Healthcare. Besides enjoying a great game of golf, this event is an excellent way for you to promote your business via our sponsorship opportunities, silent auction, and networking luncheon. The Golf Classic launches at 8:30 a.m. with registration, breakfast, and a putting warm-up. This scramble format will begin with a shotgun start at 10 a.m. Plus, we will have some exciting contests to enjoy throughout the day. Oh, yes, the winning foursome will be presented with the fabulous Hunterdon Cup. Talk about bragging rights. I got you this year, Team ExxonMobil. I'll see you on the first tee. It's the Cars helping me with BrandyLocks.com. Celebration observances for the month, week, and day. How can you not dance to that? All right, let's find out what's happening. It is Sandwich Generation Month. It's National Wheelchair Beautification Month. National Watermelon Month. Enjoyed a little bit of that this morning. National Vacation Rental Month. Diane Lane talks about vacations, and she recommends vacation rentals at certain times and at certain places. National Parks and Rec Month. Music Under the Stars. Great hikes, all that going on in Hunterdon County. Look them up. National Minority Mental Health Awareness Month. National Make a Difference to Children Month. National Hot Dog Month. National Horseradish Month. National Ice Cream Month. National Honey Month. I just learned that Oh Wow Cow, instead of putting sugar in, puts honey in their ice cream. So there you go. You got both at the same time. National Grilling Month, our good man Chef Bill talks all about great tips and tricks on the grill. Doghouse Repairs Month, it's National Cord Blood Awareness Month. National Cleft and Craniofacial Awareness and Prevention Month. National Child-Centered Divorce Month. National Blueberries Month. National Black Families Month. And Juvenile Arthritis Awareness Month. For today, it's Captive Natives, Captive Nations Week. Everybody Deserves a Massage Week. National Parenting Gifting Children Week. National Zookeeper Week. National Independent Retailers Week. Restless Leg Syndrome Week starts today, along with National Baby Food Week starts tomorrow. It's also Magic Week. Rabbit Week. Magician Rabbits. Sponsored by Melvin, who's up in Canada. For today, the 18th, it is National Caviar Day. It's National Sour Candy Day. And it's Nelson Mandela International Day. Celebrations and observances for the month, week, and day from BrandyLocks.com and the Cars. Pick something and get involved. A week and a half away from the New Jersey Festival of Ballooning. It's a great event, and I'm crossing my fingers that the weather will be much more conducive this year. But one of the other things that wasn't planned back when they were starting the planning of this year was, well, President Trump lives not too far away from here, and they were concerned that there might be some impact if the president decided to come to Bedminster and there was a no-fly, temporary no-fly zone.
Angela Ling reports that Trump visit won't impact flights at the huge balloon festival. Reported on the 17th, hot air balloons will be allowed to fly during the Quick Check Balloon Festival, even if President Donald Trump does visit his country club during the event. Whenever the president travels, a temporary flight restriction is imposed on a 30-mile radius of the president. Solberg Airport, the launching point for the balloons, is about 6 miles from Trump National Golf Club in Bedminster. Trump has made several visits to the club this summer. During the 35th annual Quick Check New Jersey Festival Ballooning, in association with PNC Bank, on July 28th to the 30th, 100 hot air balloons will make ascensions during each day of the festival. Larry Conish, coordinator for all the festival flights, said the festival has reached an agreement with the Secret Service allowing the balloons to continue flying with an added level of security if the president is in town. I've been flying for 47 years, and I've dealt with the presidential TFRs, both in airplanes and balloons, in years past. There was no leeway, and there was no mercy. This is so much different, Conish said. Conish said TFRs prevent planes from flying anywhere between the ground and an altitude of 18,000 in a 10-mile radius of the president, with the exception of emergency aircraft. Planes can fly in a 20-mile radius beyond that, but only by complying with the stringent flight plans. Festival organizers have been working with the Secret Service, the FBI, Homeland Security, and the Transportation Security Administration to create a security plan. If the president is in the vicinity during the festival, Conish said, all pilots and passengers will have to go through security checks like at an airport. The screenings will be conducted by the Secret Service and the TSA. Basically, anybody that leaves the ground will have been screened to make sure there's nothing in those aircraft or on their person that would be of concern, Conish said. And we have to do this whether we are flying towards his home or whether we are flying in any other direction. Trump National Golf Club is 6 miles northeast of Solberg. If the wind is blowing the hot air balloons in that direction, Conish said, there is plenty of landing room in the 6 miles. The balloons will be allowed to fly towards the club, but cannot land on the property. Conish said the president is familiar with the festival, and he instructed the Secret Service to work out a plan for the festival to carry on as planned. Trump has lived in that location for years, and he knows the importance economically of the festival, and he's given the word to the Secret Service, who's charged with protecting him, to make sure that the festival goes on unimpeded, Conish said. Conish said the Secret Service does have a layer of security enacted if any aircraft penetrates the 10-mile radius without permission. The added layer of screenings will slow the launches down, but Conish said that that will give the crowd more time to enjoy the launches. If the president does not visit during the festival, Conish said, it is business as usual. So, you know what's great about this? You know, everybody was fretting about it. And if it's really true that the President Trump was aware and is aware of the economic dependence of this particular event, he didn't want it impeded. He told and instructed the Secret Service to let it go. Just do what you need to do to make it a safe situation. So work it out. That is negotiations, folks. You can throw that man under the bus all you want, but if they're looking for a way to get to the middle, and an agreement, that was it. That was it. So there you have it. There's going to be some more impact. There's going to be some sacrifice. There's going to be some security screenings. The Secret Service has to work harder to protect the president. The president is not going to let it impact him, and he's not going to let it impact the balloon festival. That's discourse. That is conversation. That's negotiation. And pardon it, but that's making a deal. Vitamin C for today. Celebrity birthdays for July 18th from the Old Disc Jockey Almanac. Taylor Russell is 23 from Lost in Space. Actress in Gangster Squad Amber Childers is 29. Gossip Girl's Chase Crawford, 32. From Belle, James Norton, 32. Bridget Jones, The Edge of Reason. Rosalind Halstead is 33. Quantico, Priyanka Chopra is 35. Game of Thrones and the Age of Adeline. Michael Huseman is 36. Forgetting Sarah Marshall. Kristen Bell is 37. Reno 911. Kathy Shim is 37. Actor in The Lady Killers. That's Jason Weaver. He's 38. Sherlock Holmes. Kelly Riley is 40. Actor in Fast and Furious. Luis Moncada is 40 today. Elsa Pataky is 41 from Snakes on a Plane. Valerie Cruz is 41 from The Loft. Hoon Lee, 44 from Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. The Lord of the Rings movies. Sarah McLeod is 46. The Wire. Andre Royo is 49. From Becker. Alex Desert is 49. Defiance actor. Grant Bowler is 49. VIP Molly Culver is 50. Fast and Furious movies, Vin Diesel is 50 today. Television host, Wendy Williams is 53. Once Upon a Time, Lee Ehrenberg is 55. Downton Abbey's Elizabeth McGovern is 56. In the Heat of the Night, actress Anne Marie Johnson is 57. Television golf analyst Nick Faldo has turned 60 today. Dallas and a chorus line, Audrey Landers is 61. Ricky Skaggs is 63 today. The Americans, Margot Martindale is 66. Bruce Litsky is 66, golf champion. Businessman Richard Branson is 67. Da Vinci's Demons, James Faulkner is 69. Record producer of Chicago, Blood, Sweat, and Tears, James William Guercio is 72. The Notebook in Big Mama's House, Starletta Dupois is 76. Martha Reeves, Martha and the Vandells, 76 today. Marcus Welby, M.D. James Brolin is 77. Rock and Roll Hall of Famer Dion is 78 today. International Women's Sports Hall of Fame figure skater Tenley Albright, 79. Olympic gold medal figure skater Dick Button is 88 today. Those are our celebrity birthdays. If you'd like to get your birthday celebration or anniversary on the air, email me at goodmorning@huntchamber.com, and I'll get it on the show to celebrate. All right, we're going to take a break, and I'll be right back with the investment update. Good morning, Hunterdon, huntchamber.com.
Radio News with Chris Barnes.
If you went to bed early last night, you may not realize there's been a major change when it comes to the health care bill in the Senate. It's now going to vote on a measure that will only repeal Obamacare after majority Republicans could not muster the votes to pass the repeal and replace bill at the same time. Majority Leader Mitch McConnell saying this coming day vote will be on a repeal plan that would take effect in 2 years. Meanwhile, House Republicans have released a 2018 budget plan that includes a tax reform package and doesn't need support from Democrats.
The $4 trillion proposal also sets up a repeal of 2010 Wall Street reforms and cuts $200 billion from programs like food stamps over the next decade. The plan is structured in such a way it could be passed by a simple majority in the Senate, where the GOP maintains a 52-48 seat advantage.
That's Mark Mayfield, and this is USA Radio News.
Money.
All right, it's time for the investment update. Michelle is off today, and when I don't have a guest, we'll be talking with Joe Patton, but he's not. We will not do that today because I have Ann Thornton coming in at 9 to 10. So let's see what's going on with the markets yesterday. The Dow finished flat, basically down 8 points. The NASDAQ flat, 1.97 up. S&P, of course, flat as well, 0.13 points. Biggest movers yesterday, well, that was Freeport-McMoRan up 3.25%. Macy's up 3. Exelon up 2.75. Kohl's up 2.73. Royal Caribbean Cruises up 2.42. So retail went up. Losers, Crown Casino International down 4.2. BlackRock down 3. Ulta Beauty down 2.98. Medtronic down 2.8. And Insight Corp down 2.71. Oil is at $46.72 a barrel, up 1.52%. Gas is at $3.06. Gold is at $1,237. Silver is at $16.14. And corn is at $3.86. Biggest sectors in the last 3 months. Technology sector is at 12% over 3 months. Health services, 10. Transportation at 10. Consumer durables at 10. Losers over the last 3 months. Utilities is essentially flat. Energy minerals at 4.33% down. Communications down 7.88% down. So it looks like, well, utilities finally down over the last 3 months. It indicates that we're not in a defensive position. And that's good. That's good. I was surprised over the last couple of weeks that things were that significant. All right, here's the things you need to know about before the opening bell. The health care failure, we just heard that from USA Radio, that they're going to just do a repeal vote instead of a repeal and replace. Too complicated. So they'll work on that first. Earnings, Goldman Sachs, Bank of America, Harley-Davidson, Johnson & Johnson, and Lockheed Martin will report earnings ahead of the open. IBM and United Continental will report after the close. That'll be interesting to see what those two have done, given some of the announcements and news that have come through over the last 3 months, especially with United. Netflix is making a killing right now. Investors are thrilled by the latest earnings from Netflix. Shares in the entertainment company are surging by about 10% pre-market after the firm reported that millions of new subscribers had joined up thanks to its lineup of original shows. Firm added more than 5 million subscribers in the latest quarter, bringing its total subscribership to about 104 million. The vast majority of new subscribers came from overseas markets. Netflix international subscribers base is now larger than the U.S. for the first time. Swedish telecom equipment firm Ericsson plunged by 10% in Europe after the company released worse-than-expected quarterly earnings. Shares are set to drop on the NASDAQ when trading begins. Coming this week, we already talked about the earnings today. Morgan Stanley, American Express, T-Mobile earnings tomorrow. Microsoft, eBay, Visa going to be announced on Thursday, carrier layoffs begin. European Central Bank and Bank of Japan announcement policy decisions. Friday, General Electric and Honeywell earnings. Two very important because of the industrial institutional investors. Pre-market, the Dow is down 12, the NASDAQ's down 10, and the S&P is down 2.25. Big movers right now, we already talked about Netflix up 9.18%, Ulta is up 3.27%, Chesapeake up 1.65%, Lockheed is up 1.56%, Transocean is at 1.32% up. Harley-Davidson, surprise, down 8.65%. I was expecting that to be much better because it's a discretionary purchase, and I thought if we were going to have consumer confidence up, I thought Hogg would be reflecting that. NVIDIA is down 1.1. Bank of America down 0.79. Monsanto is down 0.71. Prudential Financial is down 0.66. World markets, the Nikkei is down 0.5%. The Hang Seng is up 0.25%. FTSE is down as flat. And the DAX is down 1.25%. And the yen is down to the dollar about 50 cents. And we already talked about commodities. That's the investment update. We'll be talking to Joe Patton, I believe, tomorrow. So hang with that. But want any more information, I highly recommend you give a read over at money.cnn.com. We're going to take another quick break, and we'll be right back with more of Good Morning Hunterdon, and we'll have Carrie Fellows on.
Let Stowaway Self-Storage be your local moving and storage solution. With three great locations in Hunterdon County, Stowaway is conveniently located in Flemington, White House, and Lebanon. Stowaway Self-Storage offers sizes from 5x5 to 50x50, discounted packing supplies, and U-Haul rentals on site. Affordable monthly rentals for your personal and business use, let Stowaway help you park your car in the garage again or store those old records that you need to keep. Visit us at stowawayselfstorage.com and mention this ad to receive 50% off your first month's rent.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com, brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Hi, I'm Sharon Skibbe of CompuPay Payroll. The Chamber is a great way to connect to other businesses within Hunterdon County and build strong and lasting business relationships.
Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
Welcome back to Good Morning Hunterdon on HuntChimber.com. Carrie Fellows is with me this morning, our favorite Tuesdays now, while I have Carrie and Stephanie. Good morning, Carrie. How are you?
Good morning, Chris. I'm well. Good to be back.
Good to be back. And, hey, it was great to finally meet you in person on Saturday.
Yeah, that was so fun.
I know we
have a face to go with the name.
Yeah. It was funny. I guess we've passed in the halls or on the streets, but never really had the connection, so it was great that you came on over to the booth at Salsa Night. And then we had a chat, and I discovered through you that the commission has a pretty deep hand in making sure that and helping with Salsa Night.
Well, we try. As you know, we're funded in part for our programs and activities through the State Council on the Arts, right, in New Jersey. And so some of those funds we make available to support events like this that bring the community together, that promote arts activities that, you know, the commission just doesn't have the staff to put on itself. So
right,
we threw in about $1,000 to help support this event, which is, it's so cool to see.
Yeah.
I mean, literally, the whole community was out there. I mean, you had old people, young people, yep, all different walks of life were out on the street in Flemington on Saturday. It was just really, really neat.
Yeah, I was talking with President Chris Phelan about it yesterday on his show, Chambers in Action. And I had explained to him that not only was it cool to see Salsa Night, but be aware that there were three other municipalities that had events that day.
Yeah.
So
yeah,
we had the participation going on despite the fact that we had competing events.
Yeah, and I think Susan Lax, who's the director of Hunter and Helpline, I think she said they broke 6,000 for attendance. Which
awesome.
Was just amazing.
That's awesome.
Yeah, yeah.
So that's pretty cool. Now, and you've mentioned the grants that come from for the arts.
Right.
That comes up in the news a lot, especially around election time, especially around budget time for the federal government and the state government. I don't think we get a sense of whether that's really on the cusp of being whittled down or not, but it always comes up in the news. Can you give us a sense of that?
I can give you a little bit. I'm certainly not an expert, but I know more than the average bear about it, probably because I'm in the business. The State Council on the Arts gets a lot of funding from the National Endowment for the Arts.
Right.
And the big concern at the local level and for, you know, our constituents here in Hunterdon County is if those funds go away at the federal level, that means our funder receives less assistance from the federal government, which means they have to choose and whittle down certainly some of the funding levels that we may enjoy,
right,
from them. Some of their programs are funded directly. And there's an organization called Art Pride New Jersey, and they've got a really good resource page on the web that kind of details all of these situations and all these issues and you know, why this does make a difference.
Mm-hmm.
So we're watching closely and hoping that the funding will continue at least at the current level, because if they lose funding, I'm not saying we'll lose funding entirely, but you know, it could certainly impact what we're able to do at the local level.
Has it changed, or has it what is the trajectory? Has it been decreasing, increasing, staying status quo?
What we have been receiving is about the same.
Okay.
It's essentially the way the State Council described it at one of their meetings with the county arts agencies was it's essentially a block grant. You know, mm-hmm, they have a certain amount of money that's available to fund arts at the county level.
Right.
And so basically, you know, the commission has been receiving the same amount for the last several years. And it's the grant rounds are done in 3-year cycles. So for the 2015, 16, 17 cycle, we received $66,464. And of that, 45 annually is re-granted out.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And then we retain 21,000 and change for our local arts programs, like the $1,000 we put towards Salsa Night.
Right. Okay. And so we went through a little bit of a laundry list on Saturday. If you could just give a couple of highlights as to other events that you have done similar to Salsa Night in terms of giving some sponsorship and some money towards it.
Sure. the one of the other ones that we funded in the past is the Jazz Festival, Central Jersey Jazz Festival.
Okay.
We've supported the Flemington Night of Jazz, and I'm keep emailing with Anne, the new director at the Flemington Community Partnership. We've got to get together, and I think the regime change over there has kind of slowed them down a little bit,
yeah.
But plans are definitely on for Good. Central Jersey Jazz Festival in Flemington. So
okay.
We're planning on supporting that as well. Another event similar, it's actually a series of events we support, is the Music Under the Stars at
mm-hmm.
in the Hunterdon County Division of Parks and Recreation.
Yep.
Because that's, again, these are all things that are free to the public. They're open to everybody. And a lot of Hunterdon County residents get out there and take advantage of these programs.
Yeah, that one's a great one. That, Matt, that's been going on for 30-some
years,
right?
Yeah. I had so many people come up to our booth on Saturday and say how much they enjoy the Music Under the Stars at the park.
Yeah.
And they were pretty excited to see that we're going to be sponsoring again our second annual Hunterdon County World Music Day on
All
October
right.
1st, Sunday, from noon to 6 at Deer Path Park also.
At Deer Path, all
yeah.
right. It's a beautiful venue over there. For those people who have never been to Deer Path, there's nothing better than being setting up your lawn chair and seeing the Cushetunk Mountains in the background. The moon comes over the tree line and the sun goes down behind you. And you got great music and people playing frisbee and soccer. It's just, you know, it's not to the level of salsa night, because salsa night is a one thing. But you just see everybody kind of decompress and enjoying the night. It's just
yeah.
awesome.
Yeah, the setting really is beautiful
yeah.
over there.
Yep.
And it's, you know, it's because it's kind of enclosed, and it's a, you know, you've got a big wide open space that's grassed in, so... You know, you get kids that just jump up and they dance and they run around and they play and,
yep.
you know, your parents can keep an eye on them at the same time
yep.
they enjoy the music.
Yep.
So it's just a really, it's a great community event.
Sure. And you bring your food, your little dinner and a little, they usually have some vendor there for some ice cream or
right.
some, it's great. Man,
right.
it's,
yep.
It keeps improving every year, and you got some great acts that come there all the time. And what a great, product that you guys have initiated over there.
Well, that's really the Division of Parks and Recreation. We just help them out a little bit with some funding for the
They
music,
need the
but.
Funding. They need the funding. I, you know, those acts are not free.
No, they're not. No,
so,
they're not.
They're trying to make a living too. So
yeah, they actually have an Elvis
impersonator yeah.
or Elvis. I don't know if they call him impersonator, but anyway, he's coming on Thursday,
right.
So
well, we're going to cross our fingers. You guys have this whole year, this whole July has been showers and thunderstorms
yeah.
possible. So
right about the time that
right
they're trying to get started.
Yeah, it is what it is. But the other thing that's great is that there's a coordination between them and Hunterdon Central to allow the show to go on in the indoors if necessary.
Yeah,
so.
Yeah, and that's, you know, and actually we took a page from their book on that for World Music Day this
okay.
year, because it was rainy last October 1st,
right.
And we're hoping that we'll have a, you know, just a bluebird day, but if it's not, we do have Hunterdon Central as a backup for our main stage performers. So.
Well, that's nice of Hunterdon Central to be that cooperative.
It's great to have that resource right there just down the road.
So tell us a little bit about what World Music Day is. This is your second annual?
This is our second annual.
Well, you couldn't have a first annual. It doesn't work that way. That's
no, it doesn't really work that way. We kind of had to try it out last year and see how it went. But, you know, the response was great. The musicians who came out just loved it. World Music Day is an international event, and the idea is that it needs to be free. It
okay.
needs to be an all-day event, and features a wide variety of music from cultures all over the world.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, ideally, we like to make things as much interactive as possible.
Okay.
So we have Andy Wasserman, who is a professional musician and composer who we've hired in the past to do interactive programs with senior citizens in some of the care facilities in Hunterdon, and he's just phenomenal. And he brings about 150 instruments, and he's going to be doing workshops all afternoon from 12:30 to 4:45 for all ages. So anybody can